says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive.
Well, here I am.
Country folks can survive.
Surviving here in northern North Dakota. James Kelso, your host on the Trump Phenomenon radio show. Friday, December 1st, 2023. Can you believe it? We're now less than a year away from the most consequential election in the history of the world. And you're going to be there. You're going to have a front row seat. And we don't know how it's going to turn out. And even if it turns out as we hope that it will, we don't know whether we can save the ship. If we regain the helm, get Donald Trump back into the wheelhouse, the ship has taken so much damage. The hull has been holed so many times from within. Yes. And can this gallant captain save our ship? So here we are, and you're welcome to call in on the show, as always, at the Round Rock, Texas, home number of Republic Broadcasting Network, 512-248-8252. And, a bunch of good news tonight here. A story, this happens so often, 30 seconds before we go on the air, I spot something that's just a gem. There's so many. They're all around, just lying about on the ground. You know, gold, diamond, rubies. of stories about the corruption of our enemies. This is one. One of our great heroes is Steve Kirsch. Steve Kirsch. And listen to this. History is a trickster. This is not Kirsch writing. This is going to be about Kurt. About Kirsch. It unfolds emergently with uncanny creativity, often blindsiding humanity with the unanticipated consequences and nonlinear outcomes of previous unfoldings. So here we are now in a second civil war. Really? Between whom, you might ask? Between truth and untruth. Between a sociopathic bureaucratic blob steeped in lies. I love that. And a citizenry obliged to live and die by the blob's lies. That, if you just punctuated that, you've got a great poem right there. Case in point, the emergent evolution of U.S. public health agencies, the CDC, the FDA, the NIH, the NIAID, that's Fauci's outfit, and their many fiefdoms into a gigantic engine of death, fueled by incessant and persistent lying. Who's writing this? Let me find the writer. It doesn't give us the author. It is the... It's the website of James Howard Kunstler, K-U-N-S-T-L-E-R. And it's the cluster, I won't finish the word, the cluster something nation block. This guy can write. The people running these agencies lied to you about the creation and origin of the novel coronavirus, SARS-CoV-19. Then they lied about the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines created as the sovereign remedy for COVID-19. They also lied about and suppressed actual effective treatments for the disease they invented and loosed on the world, and then coerced the whole medical establishment into breaking its Hippocratic oath, which is first, do no harm, to administer vaccines that killed. This guy is powerful. They lied about these things knowingly. That's an even deeper layer of treachery. And through the whole three-year episode, U.S. public health has hidden the data about COVID and the vaccines while aggressively lying about it and punishing American citizens who found ways to expose the truth. I'll tell you, how did I stumble on this? Never heard of Cluster Bleep Nation. I guess I live in Cluster Bleep Nation. The vaccines have killed, this is Kunstler writing, the vaccines have killed an estimated 670,000 Americans and 17 million worldwide. Consensus figures arrived at by citizens devoted to uncovering the truth. One of these is independent researcher Steve Kirsch, K-I-R-S-C-H, a Silicon Valley billionaire who invented the optical mouse. So wherever you're sitting right now, have you got a mouse there on your table? Well, it was invented by Steve Kirsch. In 2021, after noticing a strange pattern of early deaths and injuries in his own circle of acquaintances, Mr. Kirsch devoted himself and his fortune, which we're talking billions here, to uncovering the truth about the COVID-19 vaccines. Mr. Kirsch describes himself as a, quote, nerd, by which he means that he is good at math and at assembling bodies of information using rigorous statistical analysis that present a coherent picture of reality, a.k.a. the truth. Last night, now listen to this, it gets better and better. Last night, Thursday, November 30th, Mr. Kirsch gave a talk at his alma mater, MIT, in Cambridge, Massachusetts, on what the best available statistics tell us about the COVID-19 vaccines. For instance, that so far they have killed more Americans than World War II. Put your sandwich down, let that sink in. So far, they have killed more Americans than World War II. Now, I believe in World War II, something like 440,000 Americans were killed. The talk was live streamed on the Rumble platform. YouTube, which Rumble aspires to replace, YouTube scrubbed it. Oh, can't handle it, huh, YouTube? There is an interesting story. This gets better and better. I mean, Paul Harvey, I don't think he's still alive. Paul Harvey would love this one, the rest of the story. There is an interesting story behind Mr. Kirsch's event. Years before the COVID-19 fiasco, Mr. Steve Kirsch gave MIT $2.5 million to build a new lecture hall. Then, during COVID-19, Mr. Kirsch asked MIT to allow him to stage a lecture about his findings. The MIT administrators refused to let Mr. Kirsch speak in the very same lecture hall that he paid for. Yes, you can't make this stuff up. That's how bad it's gotten. Mr. Kirsch went, they wouldn't even let him speak in the hall he built. Not even allow him to speak Mr. Kirsch went public with that, embarrassing the university, and under new MIT president Sally Kornbluth, the institute relented. It keeps getting better. Stay tuned for this. Prior to the November 30th talk, that's last night, so Kirsch got his moment to speak in his own hall. Mr. Kirsch sought to share his data with eminent MIT professor Robert Langer, L-A-N-G-E-R, winner of countless awards for advances in the biotechnological sciences. Dr. Langer runs a research program that his MIT webpage describes as follows. The group's work is at the interface of biotechnology and materials science. A major focus is the study and development of polymers to deliver drugs, particularly genetically engineered proteins, continuously at controlled rates and for prolonged periods of time. Unquote. Sounds like Dr. Langer would be intimately acquainted with the mechanisms of the COVID-19 mRNA vaccines. That's mitochondrial RNA vaccines, especially the development of lipid nanoparticles that facilitate the delivery of the mRNA message into their targeted cells. Dr. Langer declined to see the data or to meet with Mr. Kirsch. Can we say chicken shit? At the beginning of his talk, can we say hypocrite? At the beginning of his talk, Mr. Kirsch offered some speculation as to why Dr. Langer might demur to see the data or meet with him. Turns out it is because Dr. Langer sits on the Moderna board of directors. If Dr. Langer were exposed to, quote, record level, unquote, data in a structured format that indicated the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine was killing a lot of people, Dr. Langer would be required legally to insist that the company take it off the market. Wow. Wow. The plot thickens. Let me get my... Now you see how the venal mendacity... I like that. I've never heard those two words put together. Venal mendacity of Big Pharma intersects with the perfidy of academia. This man's a poet. And at the highest levels, Dr. Langer has been called out and publicly disgraced by Mr. Kirsch. Will Dr. Langer sue Mr. Kirsch for defamation? I doubt it. It is a fact that Dr. Langer is on the Moderna board, and his obligations to the public are clear vis-a-vis Moderna's flagship product. It will be interesting to see how MIT and Dr. Langer handle this quandary. Now, did you get that? He's required. He is required, when presented with solid evidence of lethal danger, to yank a product off the market. He's on the board. Today's morning news, Friday, December 1st, this morning, contains nothing about Steve Kirsch's landmark talk at MIT. No, that's not news, is it? No. Which essentially laid out evidence of a crime against humanity. One feature of the assembled data is that it can take a long time for the vaccines to kill people. 6 months being only an average. CDC Director Mandy Cohen is still pushing the COVID-19 vaccines. She's the director. Mandy Cohen is the director, still pushing the COVID-19 vaccines, as did her predecessor, Rochelle Walensky, who resigned just this past June. So expect a continued incidence of excess and early deaths. Did both of them somehow miss the massive accumulating data and news reports about the danger of mRNA vaccines? Could they be that dumb? Or did they knowingly lie to the public, pushing vaccines that are obviously unsafe? At some point, they may have to answer these questions. Let's hope they have to answer them in court. So I inserted that. Also yesterday, independent reporters Matt Taibbi and Michael Schellenberger testified before the House Select Subcommittee on the Weaponization of the Federal Government. The two journalists had previously published the Twitter files, an investigation into the government's infiltration of social media for the purpose of censorship and manipulating news that would affect the outcome of recent elections. In this new chapter, the two, Taibbi and Schellenberger, along with Substack blogger Alex Gutentag, have released a report based on whistleblower testimony about the sweeping censorship framework called the Cyber Threat Intelligence League that the Department of Homeland Security cooked up in 2018 and whose coordinated activities metastasized through the so-called intelligence community, the White House, and agencies of the UK, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. The same tyrannical programming has been adopted by many of the governments in the EU. The net result of all this is Western civilization saturating itself in lies. It appears that COVID-19 was well into development when it was adopted by the blob and its protectors in the Democratic Party to use as a means for finally getting rid of President Trump in 2020 after Russiagate and a fake impeachment failed. The introduction of poorly tested mRNA vaccines, actually developed by the U.S. Department of Defense and licensed out to Pfizer and Moderna, looks like it was intended to mitigate COVID-19 after it had accomplished its task of enabling election ballot fraud to get a patsy president, Joe Biden, into the White House. But the vaccines turned out to be a gigantic and deadly botch. And once they were sold to the public and the vaccine companies made billions and people started dying and getting gross illnesses, everybody involved in that vast blob network had to keep on lying to cover up their crimes. What follows from here in this new civil war of truth against untruth is that untruth will lose because untruth is fundamentally unsound and can't stand on its own. The U.S. bureaucratic blob, like the fictional product of Soylent Green, is people. There are obviously thousands of them, virtually a whole army, guilty of crimes. The whistleblowers are popping up all over now. We're approaching the magic moment when the whole blob army flips and rats out each other in the attempt to save their asses. Wait for it. This guy is brilliant. His name again, I just encountered him for the first time 10 minutes ago. James Howard Kunstler. Cluster Bleep Nation. And the website is, I don't know, I can't give you, the URL is too complex. Well, Kunstler.com might get you there. The other sub addresses in there, but wow, wait for it. I love this. And of course, Steve Kirsch is one of our heroes, not a new name to us or this show. So gee whiz, here's a picture of the guy. He looks like a young man. I don't know if it's his current picture. Anyway, count me as a new fan. All right, let's go to, that was worth the price of admission right there. Let's go to the orange man himself. He's outdone himself today. Now, he's going to be speaking tomorrow. We'll talk about that in just a moment after this break. See ya. Thank you.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back, folks. I'll tell you, this is feeling good. Now, I've got a bunch of articles here that I've got lined up for you that are going to make you feel even better if I can shut up and squeeze them into the show here. It's happening all over the world. And there's a great, let's see, I was just reading a great one in which the point being made is, let me find it here. The point being made is that Trumpism is happening all over the world. And it's a fire started by Donald Trump, and which would not have happened without Donald Trump. And I'll get to the link. There's a great story about Javier Milei, the just elected Argentinian, and I said it wrong in the past here. He's the Speaker of the House, essentially. He's the leader of the party in Argentina with the largest plurality. And he's allied to some other parties that have now taken control of the Argentine lower house, comparable to the American House of Representatives. And so that makes him he's not the prime minister or president. He's neither of those. He's the Speaker of the House. He's the leader of the governing party. All right. But in this article that I have now managed to lose, the writer mentions that Viktor Orban, Javier Milei, and the whole Nigel Farage in England. That phenomenon is the Trump phenomenon. And what the left can't handle is that the more vicious, the more they direct their kicks right at the crotch, which used to work. They used to kick us in the crotch, and we folded. But now we just get angry, and we defend ourselves. And that's new for them. So the left just doesn't have any other tools. They've just got those crotch kicks, and they just keep going. They're just going to keep doing it. And it ain't working. All right, let's go to this one. Let's go to Trump. Where I'm at Truth Social right now, and one of the nice things about being on the Trump channel at Truth Social, you don't have to look around for things. You don't have to click and link and sniff around. No, it's all there. It's organized. It's sequential. It's exactly to the point. It's almost like a waste of time to go anywhere else. You can spend your whole day just reading what one man has put up on truthsocial.com. So let me find a few of these. A few of these, like sometimes when you click on a link, you know, they've got a paywall, or, oh, come on, give me a break. But at Truth Social, it's all right there. The president lays it out, and he's doing very, very, a very creative thing. If I can compliment, if somebody from the Trump organization is listening, I really appreciate when you guys copy and paste whatever article you're linking to, copy and paste it right onto Truth Social so that we are not tripped up by paywalls, and we've got the article. Because what happens is when you just copy and paste a clip, we then click on read more, okay, and that takes us to the website where somebody has a paywall, and then we can't read the rest of it. So I really appreciate it when you guys put the whole text, copy and paste it down. So here's an amazing one. Here's Chris Cuomo. Remember him from his days on TV? CNN host Chris Cuomo? Chris Cuomo says things are so bad, this far left Chris Cuomo is considering ditching his own party's presidential candidate to vote for Donald Trump. That's right. I'm not drunk. I don't smoke anything. Chris Cuomo. I mean, that's the end. That's the end for the left. Here's a story written by Wayne Root. How did Trump become Superman, Batman, Elvis, and the Beatles rolled into one? Okay, I got to read this one. Oh, my gosh. Talk about a guy who can write and who can speak. Here's what Wayne Allen Root has to say. Trump isn't just winning big in America. He's spreading. A Trump clone, Javier Milei, was just elected as president of Argentina. A Trump clone, Geert Wilders, was just elected as the leader of the Netherlands. A Trump clone, Conor McGregor, is the new nationalist hero of Ireland. Pause right there with Conor McGregor. See you right after the break.
Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Back, folks. Wow. You know what? I'm getting the treat here of reading some of the most unforgettable prose ever written in our movement. And of course, what's making it possible for these writers, like the writer Kunstler and this writer Wayne Allen Root, is that what they're writing about, the subject matter, lends itself to timeless writing. So let's continue with Wayne Allen Root. He mentioned Conor McGregor is the new nationalist hero of Ireland. You know, they've got some kind of a Middle Eastern puke is their prime minister, and he's calling the Irish people racists, and he's bad mouthing he's not even welcome in Ireland. He doesn't even belong in Ireland, and he's insulting the blood of Ireland, the ancestral people of timeless people of Ireland. Get the hell out of Ireland, Jack. You are not needed by the Irish. But Conor McGregor is the new nationalist hero, defending the Irish people from foreign invasion, and he may also become the next prime minister. A Trump clone was even elected mayor of Charleston, South Carolina, this week, the first Republican elected as mayor of Charleston since 1877. The whole world is turning Trump. everywhere in America and all over the world, Trump is spreading. Did you see President Trump entering the arena for the Ultimate Fight Championship 2 weeks ago? It was one of the most amazing, exhilarating sports entrances ever. 20,000 fans went insane screaming for Trump. This is in Madison Square Garden in the belly of the beast. It was like the Beatles arriving in America in 1964. Did you see President Trump entering the football stadium last Saturday for the South Carolina Clemson College football game? When Trump walked into the stadium, he walked into the center of the field, remember, the crowd, it was like 100,000 people all around him, was even more hysterical than the UFC crowd. It was like they were witnessing Elvis returned from the dead. 80,000 fans went wild for Trump, screaming his name and chanting, USA, USA. It was literally one of the most exciting scenes in sports history. Keep in mind, this wasn't a political convention. These weren't Republicans. This was a mainstream football game. And Trump decided to attend it in a last-minute impromptu decision. That these people, these 80,000 that were there, they didn't know Trump was going to be there. So their response was spontaneous. And the audience was mostly college students. No politician in U.S. history has ever elicited a reaction like this. Let that sink in. In the entire history of the country, no one comes even close. You're witnessing things that have never happened before. What a privilege to be alive right now. Trump is no longer a man, writes Wayne Allen Root. He is a superhero to a vast swath of America. This radio host included. Polls confirm that something special is happening. Trump is beating Biden in virtually every poll at Real Clear Politics. Trump is winning in every battleground state. Trump is winning among youth. Trump is leading among minority men. And if Trump is winning the popular vote, that means he's winning an electoral landslide. This is happening while Trump is under four federal and state indictments, facing 91 felony counts. How many felony counts are you facing? And over 700 years in prison. Same question. Would that slow you down? Doesn't slow Trump down. Trump is doing the best in polls in history. In all the years since he came down the escalator in 2015, Trump has rarely led in polls anywhere. He's won without leading in polls. Think back. All of our optimism on this show back in 2015, 2016, 2017 was based on polls. You know, we were all excited because Trump was not far behind in some polls. To us, that meant he's going to win. But he's way ahead in the polls now. Trump voters are always undercounted in polls. That's why Trump was always trailing Hillary in 2016. Yet Trump won. Trump was always trailing Biden throughout 2019 and 2020, nationally and in most battleground states. Yet Trump added 12 million new votes over his 2016 total. He got the most votes of any sitting president in history. We all know Trump won. That's what my flag flying on my front porch right now says. Trump won. And I got a spotlight on it. It's nighttime. It's a winter. But I've got a spotlight on Trump won. We all know Trump won the 2020 election. Democrats had to rig and cheat with fake mail-in ballots in six battleground states to overcome huge Trump leads on election night that would have given Trump an electoral landslide. But now, for the first time in history, Trump is winning in every poll. In the GOP primary, he's winning even bigger. He's leading by 50 points in the latest morning consult poll. The latest race to the White House poll has Trump winning the GOP primary in all 50 states and winning the potential delegate battle. 202,311 delegates to a pathetic 67 for Nikki Birdbrain Haley. I inserted the word bird brain. I don't think that's her actual middle name. I think her actual name is Nimrata Randhawa, not bird brain. And 63, even worse, for Ron DeSantis. Can you believe that? What's that ratio there, folks? 2,311 to 60-something? That's, I don't, it's amazing. How did Trump go from supposedly unpopular, washed up, and the GOP's past to superhero, Superman, Batman, Elvis, and the Beatles rolled into one while under nonstop criminal indictment? The answers are simple. First, Biden and Bidenomics have wrecked the country. Whether it's the economy, inflation, interest rates, open borders, or wars around the world, it's clear things were remarkably better under Trump. Anyone with a brain, anyone who isn't blind, can see how America has declined since Biden took over and wants Trump back. And remember, it's not Biden that took over. It's the communists that took over. Don't get this focused on Biden, because then they'll just replace Biden and they'll come off. They'll escape the blame they deserve. It's all of these rats, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Shifty Schiff, Eric Swalwell, or Eric Swallowswell. All of these SOBs, Biden is just their tool. Secondly, the American people have woken up because of the weaponization of government, the indictments against Trump, the persecution of Trump, the FBI raids against peaceful Trump protesters. Well, no one prosecutes violent BLM or pro-Hamas thugs. The Nazi Soviet-like government conspiracy to censor and ban any dissent. You saw that example from MIT, which is the alma mater of Steve Kirsch, who is not allowed to speak in the hall that he paid for. And he's a world expert on the subject about which he wanted to speak. I mean, how desperate our enemies are. The majority of the American people now understand Trump is our last stand. Listen to Wayne Allen Root. The evil cabal in power wants Trump dead, disqualified, or in prison for life. They are clearly scared to death that Trump stands in the way of their evil plans. If the communists, globalists, DC swamp creatures, and deep state traitors succeed in taking Trump down, we are all next. More and more Americans are waking up. God, this is an exhilarating show. I'm enjoying my own show. This is cheering me up. And from the results in Argentina, Netherlands, and the riots in Ireland over open borders, it's clear Trump is spreading. He's not a man anymore. He's a symbol of the fight between the people who want freedom and prosperity and the deep state and big brother who want to enslave and impoverish the people. Lastly, it's clear Trump has set. Oh, this is an important paragraph. Listen to this. We've made this point on this show for years. It's clear Trump has sacrificed his life for us. Whoever you are out there, wherever you are, this man has sacrificed his life for you. He was a celebrity billionaire with the greatest life on the planet. He gave it all up to save America. He's still doing that more than ever. And the great American middle class and make America great again. Now he faces courtroom battles and million dollar per month legal bills for life. Imagine if you had to pay a legal bill this month, December, of $1 million, and again in January, and again. So Wayne Allen Root is cognizant of these numbers. Would that put a crimp in your style? He faces life in prison over bogus charges, and he faces assassination. All because why? All because he is fighting for us. Man, this is so well thought out by Wayne Allen Root. And, you know, all of our thinking is becoming clarified by this man. Had he not come down that escalator in 2015, would any of this be happening? Some aspects of it might have been happening, but no, this man has changed all of our lives, and he may have saved all of us. That's why Trump is Superman, is Batman, is Elvis, and the Beatles rolled into one. Democrats have only themselves to blame. They made Trump into a superhero. They made him a martyr. They made him a legend. Now Trump clones are sprouting all over the world. Thank you, Democrats. You built this Trump super bureau. Keep going. Keep going, Chuck Schumer, you little twerp. You worthless slime. Keep going, Christopher Ray. Same applies to you. And this is going to get interesting. When Trump wins, folks, treason. Hand out the treason charges all around. Treason, treason, treason. Find judges with balls. Find prosecutors with the same organs. Like, what's a great attorney that Trump has hired? Alina, oh, I can't remember her last name. Man, is she hot? Is she good? Put her... how does that song goes? Is it in the song God's Country, where the lyric is, "With the dogs running"? I love that. That's my favorite line. "With the dogs running." That's what we need to hear, folks. Have you ever heard "the dogs running"? I have in Tennessee. In the middle of the night, you hear them dogs running. let's go back to that. That's just great. Let's go back to the Trump's posting today. Here's this. Are you ready? You can't make this up. Listen to this. Here's an interviewer interviewing in the belly of the beast in the Bronx, New York. And here's what she says. This is Kara Castro-Nuova interviewing people, man on the street interviews. And we're talking about Hispanics generally here in these interviews, black folks. And you can see if you can make it out in their voices. She's just interviewing them on the street. And she was shocked. She was shocked at what she came away with. Okay, here we go. Let me play it for you, a little bit of it. See, we're going to run out of time. This is so much more than we could possibly cover here. Here he is. Kara Castro-Nuova interviewing the streets of the Bronx. Okay.
And the only borough with the Hispanic majority. President Biden got 83% of the vote here in 2020. But now the Biden campaign is seeing polls coming out saying President Trump is gaining traction with voters of color, even younger voters. So I came to the Bronx to put a face on the numbers, and I was shocked by what I heard on the streets. Do you think that President Biden is doing a good job at the economy?
No, he's not doing nothing.
Yeah, I don't even know.
Is he doing a good job? Yes or no?
No. I see we're all going to be the streets homeless.
Biden and his press secretary said that prices are going down. Is that your experience or is that not true?
No, that is definitely not true. Prices are definitely going up. I used to go across the street to Fordham to go get me a meal. I can't even get me a meal because that meant $20.
Minority communities, we're not seeing the improvement. There's inflation with everything, food, gas, insurance prices. I mean, you name it.
Bidenomics is not working. It's just a complete mess. It's a disaster. Especially here in New York City, we're feeling it very hard.
You could say anything to Biden right now, who says that the economy is improving, especially in black and brown communities. What would you say to him?
That's lies. I believe that's lies. Heavy lies on that, for sure.
Do you think that somebody else besides Biden should be president?
Yes, next of time? Course. Bring back Trump.
Tell me why.
We have money when Trump was president.
Free my son Trump. Free my son Trump.
Trump 2024, everybody. Trump 2023.
That's crazy. And we're here in the Bronx.
I'm gonna vote for Trump if he runs. because I feel like it was much better when he was here financially for everybody, not just me. For everybody.
Wow. I'm definitely voting for Donald Trump. He made sure we had money in our pockets. He was for the people. He made sure we had what we needed. I feel like everything will go back to how it was. I mean, ever since he's out of office, everything's declined.
When Trump was president, my life was good. Economical-wise, I was doing so much better.
They're saying it's going to be Biden Trump, so who are you vote for?
Oh, I ain't gonna lie, I'm going to have to go for Trump.
Can you believe this, folks? She's just randomly picking people on the street. None of them are white at all. We'll be right back.
Grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree, just stood there alone. Big John. Big John.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Traveler's Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
There's a hole in this country where its heart used to be, and no glory is divided on fire in the street. They say building back better make America great. If that's a wave of the future, all I've got to say, stick your progress where the sun don't shine. Keep your big mess away from me. If you leave us alone, well, we'd all be just fine. Stick your progress where the sun don't shine.
Back all day and vibe.
And the dogs are running. Yes, the dogs are running. it's one of my favorite lines in current music. And when he says, with the dogs running, he's talking about you. Now, tomorrow, there's going to be some more dogs running in Iowa, Cedar Rapids, Iowa. The president will be there, and the rightful president, and he'll be back to get elected for a third time. But in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, which is come out of Ames and head towards Chicago or Milwaukee, and you're going to drive through Cedar Rapids, mid-eastern Iowa. And Steve Bannon today on his show, I don't know how he knew this. Remember, Steve Bannon is mightily connected to the Trump inner circle. He used to be the innermost man of the inner circle, and may that come to pass again. So he said Trump is going to be on fire tomorrow. He is going to he's just going to knock him out tomorrow in Cedar Rapids. And it's not a big venue. It's not a big town. I don't know where he's going to be speaking. I think he's speaking at a, well, here, let me look at the event. Here it is. I've got it. I mean, imagine this. He's going to be, I just go to DonaldJTrump.com, and then I click on the events tab, and the Cedar Rapids event tomorrow. I'm going to go to that. But remember, December 13th, on a Wednesday, is the next event, at least the next announced event. Remember that event in the Clemson South Carolina football game? That was not an announced event. He's doing these constantly. He just appears. The next one is in Coralville, Iowa, but the one in Cedar Rapids is going to be in at Kirkwood Community College. And so community college, it's not going to be very big. It's going to be, I don't know what. It's cold now. It's cold here, North Dakota, so it's cold in Iowa right now. So this would be indoors. Gotta be. Although I've been in Trump crowds where it should have been in indoors, and we didn't care. I've been in freezing rain, sleet, caking up in my hair, and as was happening to everybody else, didn't bother us. We stood and waited for Trump in sleet. Well, we'll be back again Monday after this incredible. Steve Bannon promises it's going to be a blowout tomorrow. We'll report on it next Monday when we join you here in the Trump Clubhouse, the 19th hole. Thank you for joining us. See you Monday.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. Truth, truth.